2019 NACQ Annual Conference in New Orleans, Louisiana, and we are wrapping up our coverage here with the one and only Robert Dudasek. How are you, sir?
It's great to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Gotta say, it's a little hot and humid here.
That's why we're inside.
Yeah. Even coming from Nashville, this is a little uncomfortable, so I'm glad the AC's working.
Well, I think Dan Berger said it really is. It's a special kind of heat. Special kind of heat. You know, it's special.
What's the opposite of dry heat? That's what this is.
This is special, exactly. For sure. Exactly. But before we get going with the interview, I want to thank you for supporting our coverage here, Franklin Madison, and I'm very, very grateful for you guys allowing us to be here, as well as the NAFQ folks as well, for allowing us to be here to cover this great conference and talk to some really cool people like yourself.
Well great, thanks. And we always enjoy the sessions that you put together.
Oh, thank you.
So educational when you're talking to the credit unions, yep. Finding out what's happening to them, yep. The trends. And it's, I think, a lot easier to consume video than it is sometimes print.
Most of the time,
and
yeah.
I'm the direct mail guy, and I'm telling you. So.
Really, speaking of which,
good
you just got out of a, yeah, very good segue, and you got out of your session, and you're talking about, does direct mail have a role in the digital world?
Yeah.
Does it? I mean, I've actually heard that it's very effective.
It is. So that's the punchline.
Yeah.
So you weren't able to attend the session, but what we talked about was how digital and direct mail, that physical mail, actually work really well mm-hmm. together. You know, there's a lot of things that are going through on the digital space. You know, we all use apps to do everything from order food to order car, get a restaurant reservation, sign in for mm-hmm. your flights, all mm-hmm. those types of things. But there's some things that are more engagement oriented, like a catalog or an insurance offer, credit card offer, magazines, that you want something that's a little bit more tangible.
Sure,
you want something that's tactile that
yep,
you can feel,
yep.
But also something that's more personal. That was one of the interesting things that we found when we went through a lot of the statistics, is how impersonal email feels for people. It feels very transactional.
Yeah.
And direct mail kind of helps kind of smooth that out and create mm-hmm. that personal experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in some cases people want some tangible thing to hold on to, like an invitation or something like mm-hmm. that. Or like, I mean, I think direct mail is in correlation to that.
It is.
Because you can obviously personalize it, you can really put a cool message, graphics, all that type of stuff, and it really, there's a cool feeling to it, you know?
There is. So, you know, we talk about 77% of people sort their mail 6 times a week. 77% of people. And what they're doing is they're going to their mailbox mm-hmm. and they're pulling it out, and they're, whether they're consciously doing it or not, but they're feeling the envelope, they're seeing
right.
the size,
right.
they're seeing who it's from. Is the envelope thick? Is it smooth? You mm-hmm. know, they're mm-hmm. they're looking at all those types of things to kind of decide how they want to interact with it.
Right.
You can't do that in a one-dimensional digital space.
That is true.
Now, I will say, and we probably said this 5 times during our presentation, we're not saying there isn't a role for digital.
Right.
It's the two work really, really well
yep.
together.
Yeah.
And that's where I think we talk about direct mail having a space in the digital mm-hmm. world, is when you've got that omni-channel really working, it has the most powerful
right
results.
Yeah, there's a term that I learned a couple of years ago called phygital. It's merging the physical with the digital, because we have to live in a digital world now.
That's great.
That's
if
our
that's
reality.
Not trademark, I might steal that. So that's good. Phygital.
I have to talk to the guy that told me about it, so
that's great.
But phygital, and I think the pendulum swung way over here with digital, and mm-hmm. now we're coming back to physical. And I think we're going to find some balance here in the middle with digital,
yep.
where you're going to have a nice balance of the physical and the digital. And I think direct mail and other items like that have yep. have a place, because I'm still getting direct mail, obviously, mm-hmm. and there are some items that I keep. I'm like, you know, a lot of it goes in the recycle,
yeah.
but the things that I'm interested in, I keep and go, hey, my wife, hey, look at, check this out.
Yeah, I'm going to save that and look at it later.
Exactly.
I think that's really true. And a lot of the sessions, it was really interesting. You know, we always talk about technology and how fast it's moving. But there were a lot of sessions where the speakers talked about how important some of the more personal touches are. The Apple Store example,
yep.
where they have the Genius Bar. It's a technology company, mm-hmm. but they find the best way to engage their customers is to have that face-to-face.
Yep.
In a similar way, I think credit unions can use direct mail as a way to engage their members.
Mm-hmm.
That helps complement what's in digital. The example I gave was a shop at Eddie Bauer, and I get emails from them every week.
Yeah.
But I delete them all. I mean, I've just, email boxes full of stuff.
Right,
but when
right.
I get the catalog, you know, I pull the catalog out and I look at it and
yep.
I set it aside. Mm-hmm. I dog ear and do whatever. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I'll go online to transact, right? Because I want
right.
to be able to, I don't want to pick up the phone or call or go in the store.
Exactly.
So I can use that phygital experience mm-hmm. of the engagement came from the direct mail piece, the catalog. but the transactional part came from the digital side.
Right.
And having those two work
together.
Right,
you're mixing them together, yeah. I do the exact same thing with like a cow, especially around the holidays and all the catalogs come and oh my gosh, sharper image or whatever, you know.
Like, I know. So that's why it works. And that's why the catalog industry too, or the magazine industry. You know, we all thought there were all these apps that came out that replaced the physical magazine.
Right.
Yet people still subscribe to magazines because that's how they like to consume it.
Yep, and books as well. I can't, I'm sorry, Kindle or and all the other stuff out there. I just can't read a book on a Kindle or any of the other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have, maybe I'm old school.
Yeah.
I still have to get the physical book and carry it with me and read it on the plane or wherever. I'm still like that. So
I agree. And so credit union members are the same way.
Yeah.
And they want to be spoken to in a way that's more personal.
Right.
So definitely a space.
And I think, and another great example is a conference like this. I mean, we all, you know, converse digitally either via Skype or texting or email or whatever, but then we come to a conference and we see each other face to face, and there's still, to me, there's still nothing better than a face to face meeting. That's part of the reason why I do this.
Right.
So there's that example as well.
I think that's true. And one of the things that we talked about in the presentation today, which there's going to be a NAFQ webinar next week, so if folks didn't get a chance to see the presentation, but we talk about the role of millennials. A lot of people assume that millennials are digital first, and they are for transactional stuff.
Right.
They want the convenience.
Right.
But the millennials have a very high open rate and acceptance rate of direct mail, mainly because they're flooded with emails all the time, and it's sort of the 8 to 10 pieces of mail they get. Each one is sort of important to them.
So are the roles reversing now? Now that it's almost not like the direct mail is the novelty now, and then the email is the norm.
You know? I wish I could show the visual. I showed a cartoon at the end of our presentation that actually I got off Instagram, which is kind of ironic, but. And it shows, 20 years ago, it was mail, and then it's bing, you've got mail, and the person's excited.
Yeah.
And now it shows them sitting there, and it's like email,
bing,
email.
I'm like, oh, great.
Hey, I got mail. So I do think there's been some reversal of it.
Yeah.
Especially since a lot of the clutter is out, the things that people are seeing, you get a little bit more of the eyeball space.
Yeah, I agree. I agree there. So what are some takeaways? You gave me a whole bunch of takeaways, but what did you want to achieve in your session? Is it kind of a convincing type session where, hey, you know what, direct mail still has a place, believe it or not, it's very effective still. So is that kind of what you were
shooting for? That's what we were talking
for?
About, and especially wanting to talk about it with the millennials. There's so much focus on the digital side and millennials that they assume they don't want to engage in the physical space for advertising. And I think credit unions that only operate in digital space probably missing a good opportunity to reach new potential members as well as existing members. And we actually extended, millennials are aged, I think it's 22 to 38.
Yeah, it's a pretty wide
And so
spectrum.
When you think about millennials that are 38, they're now in the needs type thing where credit unions are auto loans, home loans, home equity loans, retirement savings. And so there's a lot of needs that they have.
Yeah.
And so reaching them through direct mail is probably a great way to create that personal
connection. What are you seeing out there as far as, I don't know if you can answer this, is kind of off the top of my head, but as far as trends go, are credit unions digital mail or e-marketing campaign, that type of stuff, where do you see that? Is it kind of 50-50 or I don't know if you have the answer. I'm just kind of, again, off the top of my head.
Well, I can only speak for the people who were in our session today. So the credit unions that were in our session today, almost everybody raised their hand that they use direct mail and whether to engage their current members or acquire new ones.
Yeah.
So I think it's still a viable channel. I know with the marketing that we do for insurance, about 90-95% of credit unions are offering that type of insurance through direct mail.
Okay,
so
all right.
It's still a very high acceptance.
Yeah, and plus we have so many demographics that we're trying to serve now.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes from the Gen Z all the way to the baby boomers of the World
Z
War II.
The iGens. iGens.
A new one every day, my gosh. But I mean, so we have to cater to each of these people's needs. So, or where they communicate, where they're most comfortable communicating.
Correct. And so we just can't make the assumption that, I think especially when you talk about millennials and the next generation, the Gen Zs or iGens, that while they are demanding service to be convenient and transactional from a digital space, that there isn't a good place for there to be physical connections with them as well.
Yeah. So. Oh my gosh, good stuff, Robert.
That's
anything
great.
Else to add to wrap up our coverage here and your session as well?
Just a pleasure to be here and glad that we had a chance to participate in the NAFQ conference this year.
So. Good stuff. All right, great. Robert, thank you so much.
Good to see you.
Well done, Robert Dudasek, Franklin, Madison, the folks that supported our coverage. So thank you very much, sir. Appreciate the time.
Thanks.